Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. What did the snake say in the library to make everybody quiet? I know, terrible joke. Well, are you ready for part two of Pedro's, he's in quite a mess right now. He's stuck underneath a tree and a jaguar is trying to eat him. Oh no, how will this end? Let's go! As Pedro was now swimming in circles underneath these tree roots, he realized that he was completely stuck.
It's okay, just come on out. I just want to shake you with my paw and say hello.
That was the jaguar, Zombo. Zombo the jaguar, remember? He works with all the deforesters and the poachers and the bad people of the rainforest. And it's up to Pedro to sound the alarm to his family. But how is he going to let them know that Zombo is here if Zombo's there trying to eat him?
Oh, dear.
Pedro is trying to stay calm underneath the tree roots. All right. There's got to be a way out of this. There's got to. As he looked around for camouflage, he usually liked to swim through the flowers in the water. Like, the lily pads and the flowers are really good camouflage for him. But wait a second. There's no flowers over here. Wait, does that mean he's over in the...
Hello in there.
Pedro quickly turned around. Who was that voice?
It's a caiman.
Pedro didn't know what to do. He was completely stuck. He was stuck underneath the roots of a tree with a jaguar above. And now he's looking eyeball to eyeball with a dwarf caiman. Have you ever heard of a dwarf caiman before? Yeah, like I said earlier, caimans are kind of like crocodiles, and dwarf caimans, they're really cool colors. They're kind of like camouflage colors, and they, like I said, they have really sharp teeth. But this dwarf caiman was very small. I think she's just a kid.
Yes. Hello, my name is Maria, and I've never seen one of your kind before. What are you?
Oh, hi, my name is Pedro, and I'm an anaconda. And I know I'm not supposed to be over here, but there's a jaguar up there. He's trying to eat me. Do you know how to get out of here?
Maria smiled and said,
yes, I do. There's a secret way through here. That's how I got here. And if you just follow me, it will go through a tunnel, and it's really cool. Just come on.
Maria led the way and Pedro was close behind. Zombo the jaguar watched them swim away, and he was very bummed.
Ah, man, I thought I was going to get a free lunch today, but better luck next time.
Pedro and Maria were swimming through the cave. This was a really cool cave. It was like a whole collection of roots and branches and sticks. But I think the caimans had chomped them in a way that it made a perfect path. A perfect path to swim undetected.
I've never met another guardian of the rainforest before, said Maria. Because we've guarded this area for a long time from those mean poachers and Zombo. Oh, I know Zombo very well. He actually has a big scar on his leg from my dad biting him a long time ago, said Maria.
What? That's so awesome! Yeah, my family were guardians too, but I was told I wasn't supposed to come over here because I don't know why, but I think our families don't like each other and... But I don't know, it doesn't really make sense because if we're guarding the rainforest away from the same people, we should probably be on the same team, said Pedro.
Yeah, that's what I've always told my family, and maybe we can try again. Because those jaguars, they're so mean, and we could use all the help we can get.
As Maria and Pedro swam through this underwater tunnel together, they had a lot of fun getting to know each other and talking about all kinds of things. After about 10 minutes of swimming through these tunnels, they finally popped out on the other side of the river, far, far away from Zombo.
Yes, and this is my home over here, and there's my family.
They're sitting up over on the rocks over there.
Hey, guys! Here, meet my new friend Pedro,
said Maria. Pedro was really nervous to meet all the other caiman. They all jumped in the water and swam over to him.
Hey, what's going on, Pedro?
Said one of the caiman. They were actually really nice. The rest of the afternoon, Pedro had a blast playing with all these new friends. But then he remembered.
Oh, I gotta get back to my family. I forgot I gotta tell them about my report on Zombo.
And meeting you guys, I guess. Maria, do you want to come?
I would love that. Let's go,
said Maria. Pedro and Maria swam all the way down the river to the rest of Pedro's family. They were very surprised to see a dwarf caiman appear out of the water. But after Pedro described and explained everything that had happened, they were so thankful for Maria saving the day and saving Pedro. That night, the two families shared dinner together because they realized that they should actually be friends because they're both doing the same job of protecting the rainforest and stopping Zombo from ruling it all. This may be the end of this story, but it's just the beginning of the adventure of Pedro and Maria and all the guardians of the rainforest. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end. That was such a fun story with Pedro and Maria, right? Well, they both have a very important job of protecting the rainforest, and I'm so glad that Maria saved Pedro from Zombo the Jaguar, because, whew, Zombo, I just don't want to shake his hands, if you know what I mean. I think I might lose some fingers along the way. Who remembers what a caiman looks very closely to? Is it very close to a rhinoceros or a crocodile? Yes, caiman look like crocodiles. Good job. I'll see you next time. Bye.